Hello, and welcome to season 3 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. My name is Jennifer Johnson Cano. I'm a mezzo-soprano, and I'll be performing the role of Donna Elvira in the Atlanta Opera's upcoming film noir-infused production of Mozart's quintessential opera, Don Giovanni. One of the things that I think makes Don Giovanni terribly interesting is that the opera had two critical creative premieres, and you can experience a different Giovanni depending on which version is curated by the creative team. The world premiere was in Prague in October of 1787, which Mozart conducted himself. Mozart later supervised the opera's premiere in Vienna, Austria, in May of 1788, where he wrote additional music, notably two new arias and a duet. He also cut his original epilogue or ending, which certainly changes the feeling of the performance. Because these options exist, creative teams have some, shall we say, flexibility as to what will be part of any production storytelling, which will inevitably have an effect on how the audience will experience the opera. Our production of Don Giovanni is set in a world which is quite familiar to movie lovers, film noir. Noir is a style of filmmaking, and to quote our director, Christine McIntyre, is usually black and white, starkly lit with a great use of shadow and strong angles. It is often violent and delves into the dark side of the human psyche, a world of extremes, often ironic and anti-mythic. Having been in rehearsals for the past week, I can share with you that Giovanni and noir are a match made in opera production heaven. Our anti-hero, the cynical and violent world he inhabits, the women he leaves in his wake, including the femme fatale, a labyrinth of a city, are all cloaked in the glamour of the 50s, and the darkness of nighttime.
L'Asladegno, parti di meco, accompagno, mi pugnar te, così pretendi, a me fuggir, te si al me, a non mi tenga, così pretendi, a me.
This will be my third production of Don Giovanni, and I know I'm biased, but Donna Elvira is my favorite character. If you look at the cast of Giovanni, people are really in pairs. Donna Anna and Don Ottavio, Zerlina and Mazzetto, and I would argue, Giovanni and Leporello. Donna Elvira is a lone wolf. She enters the opera alone, on a mission. She disrupts the action and spurs a great deal of the drama. Donna Elvira also, to me, represents an immense truth in the human condition through her music. Her entrance aria, A chi mi dice mai, sounds like a march. She is a woman on a mission who knows what she wants.
A chi mi dice mai?
As the opera continues and she learns more and more about Don Giovanni's terrible acts, she becomes more and more conflicted. Can she save him? Why does she still love him after he's treated her and others so poorly?
Oh.
Her final aria, Mi tradì quell'alma ingrata, displays a woman in conflict who no longer really knows what to do. This conflict within her and her journey to that place is immensely gratifying to explore, as I know is it an experience to which many audience members can relate. That push and pull between heart and head is universal. Now, to share a bit of the synopsis, I would suggest you strap in. There's a lot of characters and a lot that happens very quickly. At night, in the street outside the Commendatore's house, Leporello bemoans his fate working for the dissolute Don Giovanni. Suddenly, Giovanni runs into the street pursued by Donna Anna, the Commendatore's daughter, who accuses him of trying to attack her. The Commendatore rushes to his daughter's aid and is killed by Giovanni. Anna asks her fiancé, Don Ottavio, to avenge her father's death. At a cafe the next morning, Giovanni and Leporello encounter one of Giovanni's former conquests, Donna Elvira, who is still angry at Giovanni's betrayal. Leporello tries to discourage her from pursuing Giovanni by showing her his catalog with the name of every woman Giovanni has seduced. Meanwhile, Mazzetto and Zerlina celebrate their upcoming wedding with friends. Don Giovanni asks Leporello to get rid of the groom. Alone with Zerlina, Giovanni persuades her to come away with him. Before they can leave, Elvira interrupts them and leads Zerlina away. Momentarily thwarted, Giovanni greets the mourning Anna and Ottavio, only to be embarrassed by the persistent Elvira, who denounces him as a seducer. Trying to dismiss her as a madwoman, he ushers Elvira off. Anna, in horror, recognizes Giovanni as her father's murderer and calls on Ottavio to avenge her honor. Later that afternoon, Giovanni looks forward to an evening of partying he has arranged in Zerlina's honor. Zerlina begs the furious Mazzetto to forgive her. Anna, Ottavio, and Elvira arrive in disguise, swearing vengeance, and Giovanni tells Leporello to invite them in. Inside Giovanni's nightclub, Leporello distracts Mazzetto while Giovanni dances with Zerlina, trying to drag her into an adjoining room. When Zerlina cries for help, Anna, Elvira, and Ottavio unmask and confront Giovanni, who escapes. In Act 2, we find ourselves under Elvira's balcony. Leporello exchanges clothes with Giovanni to woo the lady in his master's stead. Leporello and Elvira go off, leaving Giovanni free to serenade Elvira's maid. When Mazzetto arrives with his friends to punish Giovanni, the disguised Don tricks Mazzetto and beats him up. Zerlina tenderly consoles poor Mazzetto. Elvira follows the disguised Leporello into a dimly lit church. Leporello tries to escape, but is discovered by Anna, Ottavio, Zerlina, and Mazzetto. Mistaking servant for master, they join in denouncing the supposed Don Giovanni. Frightened, Leporello reveals his identity and manages to escape. Ottavio asks Zerlina and Mazzetto to comfort the distraught Anna and go to the authorities for help. Left all alone, Elvira thinks about her love for Giovanni in spite of everything. Leporello then finds Giovanni in a cemetery, where a statue of the slain commendatore warns Giovanni of his doom. The Don forces the terrified Leporello to invite the statue to dinner, only to be surprised by the commendatore himself. Meanwhile, Ottavio urges Anna to stop grieving and to accept his love. She implores him to wait until her father is avenged. Late that night in the empty club, Giovanni orders Leporello to serve supper. Elvira arrives and attempts to persuade Giovanni to reform his ways, but he sends her away. In a final confrontation with the commendatore, Giovanni is finally forced to pay for his crimes. Mezzo-soprano Jennifer Johnson Cano, thank you for joining me on this episode of Blink Opera from the Atlanta Opera Podcast. If you enjoyed learning more about Don Giovanni, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out more about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.